This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind Fridays. This very hour, it's our talk radio town hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. I'm not aware of any other U.S. senator that takes an hour out of his week to take phone calls from anyone and everyone. And we enjoy the calls, we enjoy the texts. By the way, we're going to do something different today. If you've never called Senator Cramer before with a question, I'm going to put you to the front of the line. So remember that. We'll get you on 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall today with Senator Kevin Cramer. Hello, Senator. How are you? Gentlemen, I did not hear Senator Cramer.
I was going to say.
I think we have to unmute him.
Okay.
Or whatever. Chris would know.
There we go.
There we go. I bet you can hear me now.
I can hear you loud and clear. Yes, exactly right. How are you?
Well, I'm well. Thank you. It's, Fridays are always a little bit special, not just because of Talk Radio Town Hall, but as I dropped Abel off at school today, which is what I get to do a lot of times on Fridays because I'm home, we both sort of say, it's Friday. You know what I mean? So I'm well. Thank you. How are you guys? Y'all look good.
It's Todd's 25th anniversary on K-Fire today. You know that?
Yeah.
So yes. Todd, when I heard this phenomenal news, I thought my mind immediately, just so you all know how long I've listened to KFYR radio, even when I was growing up in Kindred, my mind immediately went to the old Reb. I thought,
oh, yeah.
He's the new old Reb. He's the new old Reb.
Cough up a lung for us, Todd. Would you just cough up a lung? Give us a little Reb, would you?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. About six, 7 years ago, the South Dakota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had called. They wanted to give K-Fire an award, so I drove down to Sioux Falls and was at their banquet, and they all brought out the old Reb and started yelling, you know? I feel like 100 years from now, people are still going to remember the old Reb, and, you know, Phil and I and whatnot are all going to be gone, but the old Reb will still be.
do not underestimate your influence over the airwaves of this big, vast region that monster signal reaches. I just think so many things, but literally that was my first thought, was the old Reb, and I thought of all the times driving to Bismarck in the old days when I was a kid, because the state Class B basketball tournament was where it should always be, always in those days was in Bismarck, of course, and so all of those other famous voices from around the state really were heard on KFYR AM and the K-Fire, as we call it, of course. So anyway, congratulations on hanging in there.
Thanks. You know, speaking of old Reb,
I think he should just give it to you.
I'll take it. What's the old Reb? What was the old, what is that?
He was the morning guy a little bit before Phil Parker, and passed away in, I want to say, 88. I've got his funeral announcement in my desk. I kind of inherited it when I came here in 97. I'm like, ooh, this might be something pretty valuable here. I'm surprised somebody left this behind. But, old Reb was
kind of like the Don Dresser of K-Fire, kind of.
Okay, yeah. Right. I gotcha.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's a good illustration.
Yeah.
I think the little bit of the difference was, for so long, there was one radio station in Bismarck. No, I'm sure there were others. There may have been. I don't know. But it just was so dominant when AM. And by the way, I don't want to get super nostalgic necessarily, but this format that we're doing right now, even doing it here on StreamYard through the video platforms and stuff, you guys, is really cool. But the fact that AM radio remains relevant and important. And, you know, I've been, as you know, I've been a strong advocate throughout my years in Congress of maintaining AM radio for all the obvious reasons, not the least of which is free, over the air. Strong signals are still really important in the Great Prairies of North Dakota. So way to go on all that. But I also, one other thing I was going to bring up, Todd, I was thinking about how way back when I was more of a music, listening more closely to music and the trends and the top 40 and all that. I always remembered, you know, KFYR had a big influence on the, particularly on Billboard, with your vote on Billboard and how some individual artists ranked, you know, which song got to the top.
You're dating yourself now. You're dating yourself by using the term Billboard. Remember that? I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, it's been gone for a while, but yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, but
you know, there was a lawsuit back when the Pointer Sisters song Fire was out, and whoever for K-Fire put in a K-Fire.
Oh, my God.
They actually sued, and it got settled apparently out of court and stuff. But, I mean, it was they're like, who? And this is before streaming, so, I mean, obviously now everybody can hear everybody all over the world. But back then, a station in Bismarck, North Dakota, getting it like that from a record company was just priceless.
All right, Todd Mitchell. The calls are starting, so we're going to get to it here, guys, on What's on Your Mind. I did want to give you a chance to just mention yesterday you and many dignitaries, obviously, and folks from all across North Dakota, law enforcement and just citizens of the great state of North Dakota laid Wayne Stengen to rest in a special ceremony, a funeral that the Bismarck Event Center, you don't see every day, 1,700 people at a funeral for a public servant, and you came back and left Washington a day early for that, so that was nice. Your thoughts on yesterday?
Well, gosh, it was just so touching, Scott, and, you know, the dignitaries, you know, fine, but the real expression of gratitude by people throughout the state, I thought, was very well done. With I thought Jim and Nicole Pullman captured Wayne's public service, the legislative years, the attorney general years, beautifully, and they did it in a way that certainly raised Wayne's memory to the level that it ought to be. But I thought captured the essence really of people throughout the state and how they would feel about Wayne on a day like yesterday. And then I thought Wayne's sister, I mean, her tribute, the 5 points, just was spectacular. I mean, just captured his personality, his cheerfulness, his, his hospitality, to name one of the five, just perfectly. It was a great celebration for a guy worthy of it and much, much more. Seeing old friends gathering was, of course, is always special. Unfortunately, we don't do it very often, but for gatherings like yesterday. And it was, you know, I think for anybody that was there, anybody who watched it, it was a special time. I was honored to be able to be there. I was glad it worked out in the Senate schedule. I skipped several votes on district judges and other things where my vote wouldn't have made the difference. Actually, voting no and not voting is the same thing pretty much in the Senate, so I didn't even miss a vote per se. But all of that said, we were all at the right place yesterday, and it was very special.
How important is that office to what you have fought against the bureaucracy and federal overreach?
Yeah, so interesting question, Scott, because obviously we think about Wayne, we think about, you know, I served on the Public Service Commission. Anybody that served on any commission, whether a volunteer, or a paid elected official, know what Wayne meant to the people of the state as it relates to sunshine and accessibility and obviously transparency, which is so important in self-governance. And he was the champion of it, as well as several other areas. But in the area of states' rights and federal overreach, Wayne was a rock star. And the impact of his work, particularly on waters of the U.S. Just imagine, you guys, just a couple of weeks ago, our Supreme Court of the United States announced that they would take on the WOTUS legislation, WOTUS rules of, you know, several years, really. It's sort of a remarkable case that they've taken on. Well, at the heart of all of that, in the middle of all of it, was a case that Wayne won on behalf of North Dakota and a whole bunch of other states. But he took the lead into the courtroom, the federal courtroom in Fargo, and prevailed on pushing against the Obama rule and definition of wires of the U.S. That legislation remains active even after Donald Trump issued the Trump rule. And it's really important. It's an important point, legal and judicial point, because it became that litigation became sort of the defining moment. Now that there's yet another president that rolled, all the way back to pre-Obama, because again of pending court cases, the Supreme Court is basically taking it all on, and Wayne's involvement in that, his leadership in that, cannot be overstated. And so that's just one example. Now, when it comes to the rights of North Dakota to be reimbursed for law enforcement that they had to bring in from several states and agencies to combat a illegal activity that was not just allowed but facilitated by the Obama administration, huge. I worked with them very closely on providing information,
One thing I think is really super important here, that none of that momentum be lost, because it is a five-alarm fire right now what the federal government's trying to do. What's your take on that when we come back? Josh Fargo's been waiting. We'll get you up first. Callers behind him. Text as well, including the question that came in before the hour began for Senator Kevin Cramer. Call 258-0550.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Join thousands of your fellow North Dakotans on February 10th and support a local charity. Visit givingheartsday.org for more.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we're grateful for you. You can listen to the show on 550 KFIRE, AM 1100, AM 1090, The Flag, KLTC, iHeartMedia, get our apps. A lot of ways to listen. You can watch us at Getter now and other social media platforms, including our own and websites, so pretty cool. I want to tell you about a big sale coming up, Breeding for the Future. The Swankers are putting on a big sale. They're a great family. Terry, Kathy, Aaron, Randy, Jordan, Susan. There is a whole wonderful family there. Great, great folks. And the 24th annual Breeding for the Future production sale is coming up. I just took a look. The bull sale offering is smaller, certainly, but the quality is really deep. They have really worked hard to deliver genetics that cover all of the bases. High on growth, maternal, carcass CPDs. This is several bulls with big-time power and growth as well. All the details at WilkinsonFarmSimmentals.com. WilkinsonFarmSimmentals.com. Call or text them at 701-269-8271. We'll be there February 9th, 1 o'clock next week. CB Sale Facility, 4 miles south of the ranch. Wilkinson. FarmSimmentals.com. All right, more with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Josh in Fargo, let's get to you first. Other calls waiting. First-time callers to the Talk Radio Town Hall go to the front of the line today, so give us a call. It's 701-258-0550. Josh, go ahead for Senator Cramer.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was wondering what we're doing for North Dakota families to help out on the daycare end. Like, if the coronavirus is detected in a daycare, they'll close down the daycare, I think it's now 7 days. And so a family member has to stay home with the kids, and so they're not working, they're not making money, but we're still having to pay for the daycare. I'm just, you know, what can we do to help out North Dakota families?
Sure. So there are a number of challenges with the scenario you just painted. First of all, there was a significant amount of money for daycares themselves in CARES Act, a year and a half, almost. I can't even keep track of the years, Scott, anymore on it. But the original CARES Act, and I think probably some supplemental since that time, specifically for daycares on the one hand. On the other hand, with regard to families, this is part of why a lot of the COVID relief funds during that first year were aimed at families and aimed at people with children to address the very specific scenario that you bring up. I don't know that there's a formula or any particular program designed just for that on the family side. I actually tend to favor, if you will, supporting the individual versus the institutions. The institutions obviously needed some assistance. In fact, we need more institutions. We need more daycare.
Here's my question on daycare, just to inject here. And Josh, maybe you're asking this. I don't know. To me, it's a question of who regulates and how they decide. Again, right. if children have a 10 times greater chance of dying from the flu, we don't shut down and quarantine and the stuff related to flu, you know. So are you more concerned about the regulations on daycare or more about, the reimbursements, if you will, if you have to stay home?
Both, to be honest. You know, like, for me, for instance, you know, my family, like, we had to close down the daycare because of the coronavirus, and then we had to close down just the other day for that supposed storm that we had that didn't even happen. And I'm having to pay for daycare when this happens. You know, like we could close down 1 week because they detect the coronavirus and then they would be back. And then the next week they could close down again. They could just keep closing and we have to pay it as parents. So it's just, you know, it's, I feel like we're kind of getting the crappier end of the stick, you could say.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'm hesitant to impose much more government into the middle of all of this, because we all, you know, make these decisions. I believe in a free market. I think that a free market should work. The problem is the free market has been so grossly manipulated by a host of regulations and a host of impetus by the federal government, not the least of which is money for one thing or another, all of which, again, warps the free market system and how that all ought to work. I have to noodle this a little more, obviously. Scott, again, this specific scenario, all I could say is, I'm with you, Scott, on the regulatory side. We should, first of all, make it a lot easier for daycares, schools, anything that involves children. We should be a lot less enthusiastic, I say we loosely, about mandating things that affect quote, children, because as you've said many times, children are not really all that at risk. And I think we're learning that more and more every single day.
And I would add, you know, Dr. Peter McCullough, who your friend Senator Ron Johnson talked about last week in the talk radio town hall, now says the studies say that COVID is spread, if you will, from symptomatic individuals to health compromised individuals. It does not spread asymptomatic. Now, Department of Health might, their head might pop off when they hear that. I don't know, but at least there's studies out there that people should actually, 2 years in, we know a lot more, you know, so maybe we're shutting these down needlessly.
No, for sure. And I don't want to veer too much from the questioner because he's got a very specific scenario and he has a obvious concern, logical concern. But to your point, and I think to the larger point, really, Scott, daily, there are new things learned. And by the way, acknowledged. Johns Hopkins, I don't know how many people saw the Johns Hopkins study a day or two ago, a couple of days ago. Not a lot because not a lot of media are reporting it, but it gets to the prevalence of natural immunity and how much better it is. And this has been like all but ignored by the federal government. Now, CDC is slowly acknowledging these things. It's tough to say you were wrong, when all along you were insisting that you were smarter than everybody else. But with regard to specific aid to families, a lot of the aid over the last couple of years has been aimed at families to try to compensate for some of these outcomes that he's describing.
I don't know, I'd always rather
help a person than an institution.
Yeah, is his frustration better directed though at the state government? Is this more of a DOH? I know there's so many levels here because CDC has allowed the federal government back in.
It may be, Scott. I sense his frustration and his sincerity in his question. You know, he has a situation that obviously is difficult to deal with. And when you have two working parents, a home with two working parents, things like child care become really, really problematic. And every time there's a storm and a kid has to stay home from school or daycare, it affects one parent or the other, and as well as their employer. A lot of this is employer stuff as well, Scott. It involves employers.
It does. Josh, keep on us and keep on every elected leader on this question because it is a real-world impact. There's no doubt about it. Texter wanted to know, or a caller actually, before the show said, would you ask Senator Kramer what he's doing on a daily basis to hold the federal government accountable on the masking and public transportation mask mandate?
No.
You know, hadn't seen family, just a very frustrating story saying, when are they going to catch up with everybody else?
Well, I'm not sure what all he's talking about, but if he's talking about mask mandate, like, for example, on airplanes or
public transport
entity, which, of course, public transportation would certainly fall under that. It's a challenge. First of all, Senator Cruz and I did introduce legislation aimed directly at this quite a while ago. And I'm not even sure how many co-sponsors we have besides the two of us, but we did. And I'm on a whole bunch of bills related to the mandates, some masks, mostly vaccine mandates. But remember, a presidential executive order is tough to legislate against, even though we have done that. Because when it comes to federal government, like the FAA, the president has an awful lot of authority. So it takes a lot more than two of us, but we're in it every day.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the genocide against the Uyghurs inside China, many people in the free world are wondering how the Olympics could even take place in such an environment. American surveyed said human rights abuses are driving down enthusiasm about this year's Winter Olympics. In fact, 7 in 10 surveyed disapprove of allowing China to host these Olympics. Several people were killed in a U.S. Special Forces counterterrorism raid against a top ISIS leader in northwestern Syria Thursday. The ISIS leader was known as Haji Abdullah.
Thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more. Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
Haji Abdullah was reportedly wearing a suicide vest that detonated during the raid, killing him and his suspected family members in the three-story building. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Becca, what's on your mind? Brought to you by Patriot Mobile today. The Hennon family's made the switch. Absolutely love it for two reasons. One, the service is just the same. I noticed no difference. They're on all the same towers as everybody else. But now we know we're supporting a company that shares our values, support organizations we believe in, fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran, first responder heroes. It's unbelievable. Why send a check to a woke company that fights against everything you care about when it comes to your wireless plan? 972 Patriot. They make it so easy. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call their U.S.-based customer service team today. Emails pouring in, calls pouring in for Senator Kevin Cramer. We're going to continue the conversation. You did have one update related to your legislation on this issue that you wanted to share. And I guess my question is, you can pass all the bills you want as long as Joe Biden's president. And as you said, the executive orders are there. You can't really do anything. So what can you do day to day to, like, wake this up, you know, back them off of this, you know, I guess just continued control of public transportation?
Well, this, for one thing. So the question was an important one, a good one. The response is equally important and good, even if at the end of the day the bill won't pass, because it clearly wouldn't pass. It overturns the president. Even if it did pass, he'd veto it because it overturns a decision he's made. Where the president has so much more authority than sometimes we want to recognize that the president has is particularly with the federal government itself. The FAA, of course, is the Federal Aviation Administration. He puts out a rule to FAA. They implement that rule. It's, you know, that's directly under his jurisdiction. And presidents have a lot of authority. While we have three co-equal branches, we have oversight. We still have a pretty powerful president. All of that said, I am on a whole bunch of bills. I mean, that one that I talked about is just one of them, and it's aimed right at FAA and transportation. But the vaccine mandates, we're even more involved in vaccine mandates and trying to roll all that back. But mask mandates as well in several places. And Scott, at the end of the day, it should be a matter of individual choice. And that includes, by the way, employers. They can make their own choice without having to be told by the federal government that they have to do something or can't do something.
Coincidentally.
But even large employers should have some limits, in my view.
Coincidentally, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention today came out with a Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Boy, what a cheery group of folks these are. And it just came out today, and it says it's a study of 692 folks, effectiveness of face mask or respirator use in indoor public settings from California study February to December of 2021, okay? And long story short, this is 6 pages about how great masks are and how they work. But the first line says, the use of face masks or respirators is recommended to reduce transmission of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. Well-fitting masks and respirators effectively filter virus-sized particles. How many well-fitted masks do you know in use today in America on planes or anywhere?
Well, there is the real great hypocrisy of it all, Scott, of course. And any doctor will tell you, even a surgical mask is useful in a setting where you already have other safeguards, and that would be surgery. Until, of course, you touch the mask. Then even a well-fitting surgical mask has limited ability. And of course, we're taking them off and on and touching them all day long. It's more about feeling safe than it is about being safe, unfortunately.
Amen.
And I think, Scott, in fact, just so you know my personal opinion, we've already spent more time on this show just now talking about something that I think most people have moved on about. Don't get me wrong, the federal government's overreach we need to be constantly diligent on that. But as far as living free, I've chosen freedom long, long ago.
Francisco in Bismarck for Senator Kramer, go.
Yes, I have a question. I was reading the newspaper out of Ukraine again, which I do on a daily basis. And as was expected, Russia is utilizing what's being quoted now as the false flag issue regarding harassment and deaths of certain Russians. Ukrainians that are of Russian descent. Two issues. One, just as a reminder of the Sudetenland, just prior to World War II, where Hitler was saying that part of Czechoslovakia were all German-speaking individuals, and then he was given that Sudetenland, and eventually he just took all of Czechoslovakia. Keep that in mind regarding this issue. Can the UN send in troops to protect and prevent an outbreak of war between Russia and Ukraine? One, fully aware that Russia maintains a veto power in the UN, but if it is brought forward and Russia vetoes it, it becomes very obvious that Russia is trying to instigate a war to prevent Ukraine from becoming part of NATO. What are your thoughts?
So, really, great insights, by the way. On the first question, could the UN send in some sort of a peacekeeping force
Precisely.
I don't know whether they could or they would. They're two different questions probably as well. I think your second question is the bigger point, obviously. And that is, could they at the very least do something like pass a resolution that then, of course, would be vetoed by Russia? Which would at the very least highlight the issue and demonstrate to the world that these false flags are in fact that false flags. Now, I don't know whether you could ever even get that done in the United Nations, but I will say this. Our allies in Great Britain, it was their intelligence that unveiled, of course, as you know, this false flag, create a reason and lay it on Ukraine as they instigated the invasion. It was important that was outed a couple of weeks ago. What came up this week, of course, were the details of it. And I think the more detail that can be put out to the entire world to know, and more importantly for Russia to know that the entire world knows, does in fact become a bit of a deterrent to Russia, letting them know that, hey, this gig is up. We see you coming. You're not going to get by with this. Certainly a UN resolution, whether passed or end up being vetoed by Russia, would add to that. So let me fly that one up the flagpole after the show. Our folks will get on that. I don't know. We're having a hard enough time getting NATO completely united around this, although I think that is happening. And I think this false flag has helped further unite NATO. As you probably know, Scott, I put some information out. I did meet this week with the Chancellor of Germany's National Security and Foreign Policy Advisor in my office. He came to see me because I've been fairly critical of Germany. And he's actually in Washington preparing for the Chancellor's visit to the White House. Germany's been a bit of an outlier in NATO, a little bit confused by some of their words and their behavior, other than they like the regular supply of cheap gas from Vladimir Putin. A longer answer probably than you wanted, but we'll check on the UN side of it. But your point is right on point. No question about it.
In a minute or less, is it a proper role of the United States to send the 8,500 plus 3,000 troops there as part of a NATO force in Europe? Does this make sense for you?
Well, you need to do a number of exercises anyway with NATO. It's good to do that. We've done that for a long, long time. Putting it in the context of this particular action by Vladimir Putin, the problem I have with it is it's an inconsistent message. First of all, we're quite clear that we do not want any U.S. troops to fight this battle. But it also illustrates, Scott, another point that I think a lot of Americans are forgetting, or at least a lot of younger Americans, even some in Congress and on television, seem to not understand. And that is that if we were to give Ukraine back to Vladimir Putin, remember, he's already taken Georgia. He's already taken Crimea. You're really reconstructing the old Soviet Union. And a lot of people don't know about the Cold War. You know, those, again, sort of like remembering the old Reb. Remember Ronald Reagan and the Cold War and this expansion of communism to the West. And so NATO is made up of, what is it, 20, whatever, however many nations. And a lot of them are Eastern European bloc countries. And we have an obligation under our NATO charter to support them. Should one of those nations be next? After Ukraine not being a NATO nation, of course, then we would be obligated under NATO charter to defend our NATO brothers and sisters. So it's not out of the realm of responsibility to have troops on alert in that area.
30 second update on Mr. Groshans, the North Dakota farmer detained in Ukraine. Any progress on getting him out?
Well, there's not a lot that I can say aloud right now, other than I'll just tell you it's a daily grind for us, and it's also a daily honor to be able to be advocating on his behalf. So one day I'll be talking to somebody at the State Department, the next day I'll be talking to somebody in the Ukrainian government. Back and forth we go, applying a little more pressure each time to both governments as time goes on. So a little bit of progress here and there, still no outcome, at least not one that I'm satisfied with.
Scott, Valley City for Senator Kramer, go.
Yeah, Senator Kramer, I was wondering, you were at a meeting with the My Pillow guy, and I was wondering if Scott Hannon had something to do with set that up, and are you going to go to the January 6th committee if they ask you to come there to talk about this meeting?
So I didn't hear a lot of that, Scott. It was rough to
hear. Yeah, he said you met with Mike Lindell, and does Scott Hannon have anything to do with setting that up?
Oh.
And then are you going to go to the January 6th committee, task force, whatever they're called, to explain why the meeting happened?
Well, I haven't been asked by the January 6th commission to meet with them. I might, although I think it's a completely invalid congressional commission, to tell you the truth. I don't think Scott did. Scott, I don't remember if you had anything to do with it. You weren't there. I know that much. No, Mike had asked me if I'd come to a meeting on January 4th with him and a couple of other people to talk about what powers there might be. Actually, what the purpose of the meeting was, as explained to me, was to try and convince me to delay the certification of the vote. Now, there's nowhere in the Constitution or the law that provides that authority, but I was willing to go listen, as I've always been willing to listen. It ended up getting sort of overtaken by a whole bunch of other people with a whole bunch of other conspiracies and ideas and whatnot. None of it went anywhere, including, by the way, to the president. President Trump himself didn't pull any of the triggers that they were submitting to him. So it ended up being kind of a, I don't want to say a waste of time. I was glad to sit and listen, but there wasn't anything very compelling there.
And
there's been a lot of hoopla made about it.
The folks had heard Mike Lindell even recently talk about that meeting. He said there was very little information known at the time. And as Stephen said, he was a little embarrassed at the presentation himself, didn't know everybody there. Story about this yesterday in the Washington Post, by the way, in which Mike Lindell said Kevin Kramer's a friend and been a good friend on this issue. More coming up. Don't go away.
It's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now. PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, two for five. Gloves for $9.99 in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balms, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are clearly marked. They're priced to sell. All makes and models. The finance rates are some of the best they've like ever been. Oh, and most come with that free lifetime powertrain warranty. Shop, click, drive, and get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Last chance if you want a question or comment on today's Talk Radio Town Hall. We do this every Friday with Senator Kevin Cramer. Rich in Bismarck, you're next to go on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, good morning, Senator Cramer. I just wondered if you had any morning, comment Rich. On the... Hey, can you hear me?
Hello? I can.
We got
okay, you. Sorry. Question on the ballot harvesting that they're exposing in Georgia, with the $10 a ballot. And... you know, just pretty much everyone knows that the election was rigged, and I'm just wondering about the silence of the Republicans and the rhinos that we have that don't seem to be standing up for President Trump. You have any thoughts on you know, all the stuff that's coming out on that and the silence of the Republicans.
Oh, sure, for sure. But we haven't been silent at all. We have killed, what, four or five attempts now at trying to, at Democrats' attempts to make ballot harvesting mandatory in every state in the country. Not one Republican in the United States Senate has voted for that legislation. And in fact, a couple of Democrats have voted against it, at least against the efforts to do away with the filibuster that would allow them to pass it on a straight party line vote. So, we've actually, we've been very, very active in this. And it gets right back to the fundamental point that elections are the responsibility of states. And that, in fact, Georgia and its Republican legislature passed legislation to clean up some of the looseness of their system to provide more security. And then the result of that is...
Yeah, but they're hiding it. They're part of it. The rhinos down there, they're not trying to expose it at all. It's evident that the 2020 election...
They passed legislation against it. I mean, I really don't know how much more you'd want them to do, actually.
So you're on board with doing more?
Oh, the more that... this is why I support states so much, and several states have passed legislation, including Georgia. By the way, as a result of Georgia's legislation to provide greater voter security, the federal government, the Department of Justice, is suing them. Now, the federal government did the same in Arizona, and the Supreme Court supported Arizona. They'll have the same result in Georgia, in my view. So I actually am very pleased.
2020 election?
I'm sorry?
Do you actually believe that Biden, won the 2020 election? Do you believe that he won 81 million votes?
He actually has been sworn in as president of the United States. He's signed legislation that that I've introduced, and he's signed lots of legislation I would vote for. But so he's the president, and 2020 was like 2 years ago. It is really, really, really time. And this is why what's going on in Georgia, what's going on in Arizona and a whole bunch of other states, the real ground zero for 2020 right now is Wisconsin. Wisconsin is, because Wisconsin's a little more of a purplish state even than some of these, than these others. And they have a Wisconsin Election Commission that's under tremendous scrutiny, rightfully so, of unelected bureaucrats that, that are under scrutiny and legal oversight. And that's really where I think a lot of settled. But I'm way more interested in going forward than going backwards.
But it was a mess that needs cleanup in aisle five, big time, state by state, everywhere. Yeah, so I think you're both kind of saying the same thing. Kevin's saying, based on how the Constitution operates and how the votes are counted on January 6th, the Vice President of the United States has one role, open an envelope, and everybody says, okay, you get to vote on the results. So this goes back to the states.
But do you believe it's a legitimate win, Kev? That's what he's asking. Do you personally believe that Biden got 81 million votes, yes or no?
Well, I think it's obvious he got 81 million votes. I keep wondering is the question that were all of those legitimate or were some of them?
Yeah, right. That's the big question.
There's no question. There's no question that there was a misinterpretation of a whole bunch of laws based on the COVID-19 pandemic that several states, including several Republican states, and by the way, we here in North Dakota have to be very, very careful because we have extremely loose, we have perhaps might have the loosest voting laws in the country, although we do require a photo ID to vote, which seems reasonable, although, the Democrats in the federal legislation wanted to do away with that. They wanted to make it illegal for states to do that. But we have pretty loose laws ourselves, and they were loosened even more. And unfortunately, in places like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania in particular, they violated their own laws. They literally violated their own laws. And so that's why this cleanup.
It's so necessary. Absolutely. I'm sorry. In the 45 seconds we have left here, a question we've got a few different versions of. Texture says, I heard ranchers in North Dakota are getting some government assistance. How about assistance for the people who grow feed and make hay bales for the ranchers? Last year, my dad got less than a quarter of his usual bale harvest. That's a huge hit to the pocketbook. Quick answer.
For sure, which is why the ELAP program that goes to, quote, the rancher to assist in the transportation costs for feed costs
is important to the person that grows the feed so that they can get paid for their product. The value chain on agriculture, on particularly on livestock safety net programs, is very clumsy, to say the least. It's not so much for the producer, but it gets to the producer via the customer. But no question, it could be greatly improved upon.
Another texter wanted to say, Tony from Zealand, loves the show, faithful listener. There is a presentation tonight, 7 p.m. on One America News, which, by the way, has just been bounced off of DirecTV, according to a President Trump announcement today, of the entire panel of experts that Ron Johnson, your guest last week, did. So that'll all be repeated on One America News tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Out of time. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.